Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Kelly. Can I get the email address associated with your Craftsy account?
Flow, FLOCAIN 0@gmail.com.
All right, and can I get you to verify your first and last name and mailing address, please?
Tammy Mompati, 4818 51 Ave, St. Paul, Alberta, TOA 382.
Thank you, ma'am, and how can I help you?
Okay, I sent an email to you guys. I don't know if you can pull that up or not.
I can try. Give me just a moment.
I figured we'd start with that.
Okay. All right, so I was able to pull up your email from the 6th.
Okay, yeah. So I had asked that one of the duplicate. Okay, let's go this way. So my sister had signed me up for Craftsy as a stocking stuffer gift for me for Christmas. Okay?
Okay.
And she tried to also sign herself up for Craftsy for herself. So we don't know what happened, but for some reason, the account she set up for me got double charged.
Okay?
Okay? So when I sent the email, I explained all that, and I asked that one of the $249 be refunded.
All right.
Okay, so you see that, right?
Yes.
I did not ask for both of them. I just asked for one. So I got an email this morning saying $5 was refunded, and basically my account was canceled. Well, that's not what I asked. I asked for only one to be refunded back to my sister, back to the original credit card.
Okay.
So then a link was sent to me so that I could skip to just the final payment of the $249. Well, that means I now have to pay for it when it was a stocking stuffer, okay? My sister has to now wait until she gets her refund back of $5, and I don't get paid now until the end, till actually December 31st, I think. Because I'm on social assistance. So as far as I'm concerned, you guys should foot that $250 and reopen my account, because I didn't ask for my account to be canceled and $5 be refunded.
Okay. So I do see what happened here when she signed up for the memberships. It does look like she was not all the way logged out of one before she purchased the other. And since they were in under two different emails, will allow the purchase to go through. I do apologize that both of them were canceled. So we do still have that $2.49 offer available. And when that money should be refunded. She should see that money anytime. If she wants to call customer service, we'd be able to sign her up over the phone for both memberships to make sure that it doesn't happen like that again.
Yeah, but that's not the point. The point is I didn't ask for the $5, both of them to be canceled. Okay, I just asked for one of them to be refunded. You can see all I asked was for one to be refunded, not both. It should be in the second paragraph if I don't know if somebody didn't read my email properly.
No, ma'am, that's not what it is. So when these when the accounts are done, what happens when you sign up for, when you don't log all the way out, is the accounts end up merged in a really weird way, and it causes errors in the system for when you try to log in. So if you tried to log in and she tried to log in because the accounts are merged in a weird way, it would cause issues. So we cancel them so that we can sign them up as separate account. So just refunding the one $2.49 purchase would allow her to get the refund for one of them, but it would cause issues with the remaining account because they are tied together.
But I fix it where my account should now be under my name? Because I changed from her name. I've changed my address. I've done all that. I put in a new credit card and all that.
So when you, right. But because, so her email, so under the account that you gave me still has her email information or the other account information, which is why we had to cancel it, because when she goes to sign back up for the other account, it links together weirdly because this one has that information.
Okay, I can't use the Flokane then at all.
You can. Now that it's canceled, you will be able to, because it'll show up. Because what it did is it, like I said, when you process them together, it's showing as duplicate purchases, but it's merged into one account. So because they were under different email addresses. So what will happen now is once that refund is processed to her, if she wants to give us a call, we can use that email and sign you both up separately to make sure that the accounts are not merged, and everything will be fine then. Just changing the information doesn't fix the account merge.
Okay, so but can I still do it then online?
Yeah, you can do it online. The account's canceled now, so you should be able to do it online, or you can do it over the phone with us. But the agent had to cancel both of them because of the way that the system had them under one account. So when you sign back up, it'll be fine. Or when she signs back up, however you guys decide to do that, it'll be fine as long as she or you log all the way out before doing the second account.
Okay. So, see, that was not explained in the email that I received. That's the problem. It wasn't explained to me why the $5 was refunded. It just said, basically, your $5 has been refunded. You should receive it in 3 to 5 business days. And here's a link. Okay, well, that's not what I asked, so I'm quite peeved about this fact. And so when these emails are getting sent out, can you please put in an explanation why you're doing this so that you're not getting these type of phone calls and people aren't getting upset with you?
Absolutely, I understand, and I completely understand. But I just want you to understand why she had to do it the way she did. It wasn't because she didn't read your email. The way the accounts are weird,
no,
and it just makes it complicated.
This way here, people are. That's why I'm asking it, if you could put some kind of explanation in so that people aren't getting upset. Because, yeah, I was quite upset this morning because, well, this was a stocky stuffer that I could access early, and well, now I
yeah, and I do understand how that, like, how the explanation does make a huge difference. So that's why I wanted to let you know it's, but I will definitely forward.
Yeah, no,
you know, your suggestion so that,
like, you've explained this to me, but the lady before I was talking to, she didn't give any explanation at all. And it's like, well, it's confusing when nobody explains why this is being done.
Well, I do understand, and I'll reach out and make sure that it's, you know, if this is for this, it's a special case kind of thing with the account merge. You know, like I said, it's something that even if it just has to be canceled. So I'll make sure that, you know, I reach out and let others know that that an explanation would be greatly appreciated.
Yes. Oh, definitely. An explanation, definitely appreciated. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I hope I at least helped you out a little bit. And when you or she signs back
just
up.
Just your explanation is great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can do for you in the meantime?
No, that's everything. Thank you.
All right. Well, I hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership.
Oh, no problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.